Hey there, folks. It's your co-host with the co-most, etc., etc., Phil Nelson here, welcoming you to the first audio edition of OpenCV Weekly. Since it deals with computer vision, OpenCV Weekly is usually a pretty visual show, but enough people asked for an audio-only podcast version that we thought we'd try it out. If you like this, please let us know by sending an email to newsletter@opencv.org. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the show. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to OpenCV Weekly Webinar, episode 78, if you can believe that. I am Phil Nelson, your co-host with the co-most. This week, I am your regular host with the regular most. Dr. Satya Malik is on assignment and is not joining us this week, but we still have an awesome, awesome guest for you from Seed Studio. Our friend Lakshanta will be telling us how to boost your Edge AI performance. First of all, though, I'm going to remind you of a couple things we do every single week here on OpenCV Weekly, the first of which is a special giveaway to you and the audience. In fact, our friends at Seed Studio have provided a J1010 Jetson device, which you'll be able to win if you answer the trivia question correctly at the end of the episode, so stay tuned for that. We're also taking Q&A from you and the audience, so please ask your question at wherever you're watching, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, etc., and we'll do our best to add it during the flow of conversation. A couple of updates before we get started proper today. First of all, I'd like to remind people a little bit about the OpenCV AI competition. The deadline for that is approaching for the OpenCV core track. It's October 31st, so get your submissions in there. We'll be talking more about that as teams start building and posting with the OpenCV hashtag on Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. Also, the OpenCV AI scavenger hunt is underway. This is week two now. Last week's winners we'll talk a little bit about later in the show. We'll also show you this week's clue so you can try to win this week's $125 Hunter's Prize. But first, we've got a great show for you today. Lakshanta, welcome. It is your show. Please introduce yourself to the audience and take it away.
Thank you, Phil. So, hello, everyone. Welcome to my presentation. So today I will talk about computer vision deployment at the edge from small-scale microcontroller units to single-board computers. So now, let's get started. So my name is Lakshanta, and I'm an application engineer at Seed Studio. So I have worked in the industry for about 4 years now, and my main areas of focus are IoT, embedded systems, and AI. So if you want to connect with me, you can check my LinkedIn, Twitter, and also check my works on GitHub. So as Phil mentioned before, so this is the Recomputer J1010 that you're going to win if you stay until the end of this talk. So we'll have a question at the end. So just stick around until the end to win this.
And so, as a reminder, before you get started in earnest here, as a reminder, folks can only win this J1010 if they join in Zoom. They can get to Zoom by going to opencv.live before the end of the show. So stay tuned, folks.
Right. And also make sure to answer it quickly because the only the first person who answers the question is going to get it.
That's right. So, you got to be quick on the draw.
Yeah, you got to be quick. Right. Okay, so let's get it. First, I will give a brief introduction about Seed Studio. So Seed Studio is an open source hardware manufacturer focusing on producing open hardware ranging from different sensors to microcontrollers to single board computers. So we also manufacture AI and IoT enabled devices and also industrial based sensors. So we started in 2008, and so far we have produced more than 2,095 modules, and we have more than 200 regional distributors. And also, we have strategic partnerships with other partners, with more than 200 partners. And we try to bring solutions together with those partners because we are the hardware provider. And we mainly partner with the solution providers so that we can try to bring end-to-end solutions together. We also have agile manufacturing services where you can go from a product to a go from prototype to a mass production in a very short amount of time. So these are some of the sensors and the communication devices that we manufacture. So we manufacture different environmental sensors, such as soil moisture sensors, temperature, humidity, gas sensing sensors, and all. So for communication, wow, we have the Wi-Fi, Bluetooth devices, cellular devices, and all these sorts of sensors and devices that you want to use and build exciting projects. And we also have main boards. So we have the microcontroller units. We have the single board computers and x86-based boards, and also the NVIDIA Jetson powered devices. And for all these main boards, we also manufacture enclosures where you can put these main boards inside the enclosure and make it industry grade, so they can withstand harsh environmental conditions. So if you want to learn more about Seed Studio, you can visit seed.cc. Or if you go to seedstudio.com, you can explore the range of products that we offer. So awesome. Moving...
Let me if I interrupt. Okay. Don't mind if I interrupt for a moment here.
Of course.
Yeah, this is really... I wasn't aware how huge Seed Studio had gotten. I remember kind of early days of, Arduino and stuff like that. And it's incredible the scale at which y'all are operating now. I had no idea. It's really impressive.
Exactly. So actually, we were focusing on the for the maker community, right? So we were focusing on the maker community, the hobbyists, and the engineers, and the university students. And now this year, our main focus is for the industries. So go for the edge AI solutions. Mm-hmm. So that's how we try to expand now. Yeah,
it's really interesting. Before you continue, would you mind giving a little more background about yourself? Tell us a little bit about your history and how you got to where you are right now.
Of course. So actually, Seed Studio, I studied in China in 2014. I did my bachelor's in electronics and information engineering. And then I completed my bachelor's in 2018. So I'm originally from Sri Lanka in Asia. So I was born here. I went to high school here. And then I moved to China to do my bachelor's. And then I finished my bachelor's in China. And then after finishing my bachelor's, I joined Seed Studio. So this is actually my first job.
Wow.
So in 2018. So I have worked until now at Seed Studio. So right now, actually, I'm kind of stuck back home because of like the pandemic and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I will go back to China very soon because that's where I'm based.
You mostly work in China.
Exactly. So that's where our headquarters is located in the city of Shenzhen in China, south of China.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, if you're going to manufacture. You might as well be close to the bone, as they say.
So that's where actually most of the hardware manufacturing is happening. The hardware manufacturing scene is very popular over in south of China, especially like Guangdong and other areas in the south. That's where you can call it pretty much the Hollywood of open source hardware.
and even proprietary stuff. I mean, you know, Apple, Google, Meta, et cetera. Yeah, everybody pretty much produces things out of there in some way. Even if the whole unit isn't assembled there, a ton of the parts come from there. So, yeah. Thanks for that. Feel free to continue the presentation.
My pleasure. Okay, so let's now talk about edge AI because our main focus will be about edge AI. So normally edge computing is a distributed computing paradigm that brings computation and data storage closer to the location of the device, right? So edge AI is a combination of edge computing and artificial intelligence. So why do we need edge AI? So mainly people want to use edge AI because they care about the privacy, data security and the privacy. And because all the processing, because all the IoT devices, because there's an edge device in front of the network. So all the AI processing from these devices is happening locally. So that means we are not sending the data to a data center for processing purposes. So since it's inside the local a local environment, you can make sure that you have better security and privacy. And also you can have a better low latency and real-time analytics because of this. And also reduce the internet bandwidth because we are not sending the data back and forth. Also, some people want to use cloud services to perform AI in the cloud. But what happens is the costs are really high. And also they have the subscription-based plans where you need to pay a huge amount of money. But you can reduce all those costs if you want to deploy at the edge. And finally, if you want to have a reliable operation. So if something happens at the edge, so if something breaks down, you can attend to it immediately and fix it by yourself. So so you can have a reliable operation, because if it's happening in a data center, you need to wait until the provider fix it for you. So so these are one of the some of the reasons that you want to use AI at the edge. So that's what we focus today.
It's capable, it's possible to become a victim of your own success, so to speak, if you're using these cloud services, because they will charge you a lot more if you get popular, and that's how they make money. And so that's a great reason to use at the edge. Also, privacy is a huge issue today, and rightfully so. The you can just cut the third-party provider out of the loop with person identifiable information and videos and photos if you're running it locally at the edge. You don't have to worry about these potential leaks or whatever if there's nothing to leak.
Exactly. That's right. So when looking at the edge AI devices by form factor, so normally what we know about is this kind of platform, the NVIDIA. So NVIDIA is actually a big player in the AI space. And so many, they try to bring up with so many hardware devices to perform the AI. So this is actually
and quickly too. They've only been doing this for a few years, but they've just kind of taken over.
Yes, they have taken over completely with the mining and also gaming and all that stuff. So this is actually the latest 4000 series that NVIDIA released. So this is what we all know, right? The NVIDIA platform, the GPU platform. But then again, they have this particular NVIDIA Jetson platform. So this is mainly focused for edge AI computational systems. Because if you want to deploy this kind of GPU, it's very expensive. And also, you need to have a big space. You need to deploy on a PC, and you need to have a big case like this. But this kind of NVIDIA Jetson platform is very small. It's a very small device. You can run AI on it because it has its own GPU to do the processing. And going even smaller than this, there's the Vio terminal. So this is a product by Siege Studio. It's a microcontroller unit, also capable of running AI. And even going below that, we have the Grove Vision AI module. So in this talk, I will focus on this Vision AI module and the NVIDIA Jetson platform. So this Vision AI module comes with a camera, small camera module and a chip. So this chip is able to perform AI inferencing. So normally, if we want to run the AI models, which you can run on this platform, on this small platform, you cannot do that because those AI models are optimized to run only on this one. So because of that, these days, with the advancement of AI technology and the software engineering technology, we have optimized models, special optimized models, just to run on this particular small devices, very low devices with low hardware resources. So I will talk about these kind of models as well later in this talk.
And also, these are generally lower power consumption devices too for the edge. Yeah,
exactly. So these cost a few dollars, right? So if you go for the big GPU platform, it will cost you a lot of money. But sometimes for AI processing, like if you want to detect something, like if you want to detect some people, if you want to detect some anomalies, so for that particular that kind of detection, you don't need to have like a very high performance, very high AI inferencing performance. So for particular applications, this kind of small devices will also work. So you need to have, you don't need to have a very high GPU to do those kind of work. Yeah. So let's now talk about the edge AI vision on the microcontroller unit. So that's the Grow Vision AI module I just mentioned. So I have a, okay, I will show you this module. I have it with me. Okay. So as you can see, sorry. So this is the module. It's very small. So this is the module itself. It's like 40 cool. millimeter by 20 millimeter PCB. It has got mm-hmm. a camera here. And
so it, and OmniVision, it says there.
Sorry?
OV, is it, it's an OmniVision camera?
OV, sure. It's an OmniVision camera. And it has a HiMax chip okay. For the processing of the AI. And not only it has a camera, it also has the onboard microphone, six-axis accelerometer. So not just AI, if you want to like build other projects, you can embed this particular microcontroller into those projects as well.
That's a sweet little package. It's got a microphone yeah. built in there, yeah.
Right, yeah, sure. yeah.
Cool.
So, okay. So if you want to learn more about this, you can visit this URL, or else you can simply scan this QR code to access this page. So you can find awesome. All the getting started the documentation about this product. And this is just a brief pinout overview, like how the hardware is laid out, the mm-hmm. chip, the Grove connector. And you get the mic, six-axis accelerometer, and this is the chip responsible to make the communication between the computer and the HiMax processor. So this is a USB to UART controller, this gotcha. One, BL702. And it has mm-hmm. SPI flash, and it got three buttons. So now I will talk about the ML algorithms it can run. So when you get this product out of the box, It can run this particular Ultra Retix YOLO V5 object detection model. So maybe some people are aware of it. Like it's kind of famous in the AI space. This YOLO V5. So now actually I saw recently YOLO V6 and V7 got released. A couple of
yes, we in fact yeah. we had the founder of Ultralytix on a previous episode of the webinar talking okay. about their work on YOLO V5 just recently. In fact.
That's cool. Actually, we have a collaboration with Ultralytix as well. I will show awesome. Later about it.
We're a happy family on OpenCV Weekly Webinar.
cool. That's cool. yeah. So, okay. So that's okay. So that's the AI model which comes already pre-installed inside. Okay.
Yeah,
so and apart from that, recently we partnered with Edge Impulse to bring a FOMO object detection model to this device, because this FOMO object detection model is capable to give a very good performance on very small devices, because YOLO V5 is mainly optimized to run on a big devices such as the NVIDIA Jetson platform, right? So they are not mainly optimized to run on this kind of small microcontrollers. So that's what we're working with Edge Impulse. So that support with Edge Impulse will be released very soon to the public. And stay tuned with us so that you can see the support. You can see that support. Yeah.
So okay. There was just, in fact, I think Edge Impulse just had a meetup in San Jose.
HiMax Summit.
Yeah. Well, they were, it was part of the Hackster Impact yeah. Summit, which we'll talk a little bit about more later in the episode. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No problem. Yeah, okay. So actually, this particular kit is the SenseCap K1100 kit. So this Grove Vision AI module comes part of this kit, right? So with this kit, you get a temperature humidity sensor, soil moisture sensor, gas sensor, and also this is the VIO terminal that is a microcontroller with an LCD. And it has a LoRa transmitter. So this is an all-in-one kit to realize LoRa and AI technologies. So to learn more about this kit, you can visit this URL, or else you can scan this QR code. Yeah, because I like to mention about this kit, just because the Grow Vision AI is also included inside this kit. And as you can see, when you buy this Vision AI module, out of the box, it will contain this people face detection model. So it is already pre-flashed out of the box. So so that model, the people face detection model, is also trained using YOLO V5. So now I will give a quick demo how this is going to work, how it's going to detect my face. So
a brave live demo. It's one of my favorite things.
Okay. So this is actually not the first demo. There's another demo okay. in this workshop. So
yeah,
let's see whether the first demo is going to work properly.
I'm pretty sure I have the same cutting mat as well.
Okay. So we got this. So this is the bio terminal that I mentioned mm-hmm. before. And then what we do is, bring my phone here. And
it's a cool screen. How big is the screen on that?
Oh, this is a 2.4-inch LCD screen.
Okay.
So cool. You connect to the micro USB port like this. Mm-hmm. And then you connect to the PC. Oh, yeah. And before this, I want to show you something.
Okay.
So this is actually the firmware which comes preloaded with this VIO terminal. So if you visit this GitHub page, so let's go to that GitHub page. Mm-hmm. And we can check. This is the SenseCraft firmware, which comes preloaded with this VIO terminal when you buy that K1100 kit. And we put a lot of resources into this firmware. Like we want to make it so that it's very easy to get started for anyone. You just plug the sensors, and then the sensors will try to pass the sensor data to the cloud, like Microsoft Azure IoT Central Cloud, or like UBDOTS, or like some other cloud service. It will just pass the data in very few steps. So that's what we want to achieve here through this firmware.
Cool. Very cool.
And if you go to the releases, you can see we release this firmware very often. We push updates. So this is the latest firmware, version 0.3. So so you need to make sure that if you get this K1100 kit, you need to flash the latest firmware. So it will have the latest and the greatest features of this firmware.
Makes
so inside the README, if you go to the quick start, you can see how you can flash the firmware to the VIO terminal. So you can just follow this and get it going. So
it's excellent that the firmware update is as simple as dragging over the new firmware. I love that. I love that workflow. It used to be so much more complicated. You know, you're kind of bodging a board together just to try to get the right pins to talk to each other. But now it's just drag and drop on USB. I love it.
Exactly. Yeah. Just a couple of seconds and you're good to go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So let's move back to the demo. What else is going to show? Oh, it's distracted by this. Okay. Let's go back to the demo. Oh, why is it not opening? Okay, this one. Okay, now I connect to the PC, right? Mm-hmm. So then this is called the Grove cable. So when this particular microcontroller unit, so I mentioned, so it has a LCD and it has an Arduino ATSAM D51 microcontroller inside. And also there are some built-in sensors, like a light sensor over here. This is a light sensor. And there's a built-in accelerometer, a buzzer, a sound sensor. And there's a 40-pin GPIO. So it's an all-in-one device.
Wow.
So what we will do is we will connect this Grove cable to the right side Grove connector. So this one. So that is how we define inside that firmware that I just mentioned. And if you feel adventurous, you can go inside that GitHub repo and look the code by yourself, and you can try to understand what's happening inside the code. You can try to tweak something, you know?
So yeah, you can the magic of that. Open source.
Exactly. So you connect this to this Grove connector, and then... So we now connect this USB cable as well, USB-C cable, just to get a live video preview of the detection. Mm-hmm. Otherwise... it will only pass the detection details on the LCD, just like person one detected. But what I'm going to show is it through the web USB protocol, it will pass the video output to the Google Chrome. So
cool.
That's what we will do. So we connect to it. And then as soon as you connect, you'll see like a pop-up like this. So just click on it.
Then
you just connect.
Wow.
Grove AI, connect. That's it. And then you turn it
on. Smokes. That's tremendous.
Okay. Yeah, let's wait a couple of seconds. Yeah, okay.
Brave because, live demo. Okay. Oh, there it is.
Okay, so it's up.
Yeah.
Okay, Okay. I'll increase my screen brightness because my room is not bright enough. Okay, let's bright it up to 100%. Okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah, as you can see. We can see it. We can see it up there in there. Yeah.
You see? Cool. My face. No. Okay. You see?
Frame rate's a little choppy, but we can see it. Yeah, that's great.
No, that's because it's using like the USB to UART connection. It's just that it's not the actual frame rate. So it's laggy just because of the connection.
It's limited by the UART. Yeah.
Exactly. Limited by the UART, right? So you see, it's the 64 means the confidence. That's it's confident that 64% it's my face. And if it's well lit, it's very dark at night tonight. So if I'm during the it's in the afternoon, these two are not the same person. Sometimes say, it's me, it's live, it's right now, you see? It's my hand, okay, you see? Okay, so that's
funny.
That's for the demo. And let's move. Let me 50%. Can you hear me, right?
Yeah, still hear you.
Okay, okay, that's the demo. We are done with the demo.
Excellent demo.
We're done with the first demo. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is, so if you cannot see that pop up before, glasses bug. Oh my god, demo for training. Okay, I'm just seeing some comments. Okay,
David Flores says the glasses bug. Yeah.
Yeah, because this detection model was trained without glasses. So that's why I removed my glasses. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So if that you cannot see that pop-up window, you can just type this URL manually on the web browser and then it will show the pop-up. Because you never know. If there is no pop-up, you just have to manually open it. Yeah. So this is the basic workflow, right? So this is out of the box solution at the moment. But if you want to train your own model as well, you can train it, train your own model and deploy onto the AI vision sensor. Like you want to detect like some apples, if you want to detect animals, endangered species, or you want to detect like wastage in the water channels. So you can train. You can collect your own data set and you can train a data set, right? So this is actually the basic workflow that you can follow. So we first connect the Grove Vision AI to the PC. We flash a firmware, as I mentioned before, just like flashing the firmware to the VIO terminal, you can simply flash the firmware to the Grove Vision sensor as well. So you go to bootloader mode and it will show a USB drive, just like what Phil just mentioned before. You just drag and drop a UF2 into this Grove Vision AI. So it's as simple as that, dragging a model inside. That's and great. Then, we can train a model using the data set, label it, train it on Google Colab with YOLO V5, generate a PyTorch model, and then we convert that model into a TensorFlow Lite model, and then flash that model, and then we have the inference results. So this is the basic workflow for the YOLO V5 training process. Okay. And if you want to learn more about how to train your own AI model, because I don't have enough time to show you how to train it, right, in this talk. So if you want to do that, you can visit this this wiki page. So first of all, you can go to this URL or scan this QR code, and then it will bring to this wiki page where we have documented the process on how to use this module, how to train your own AI model. You see?
I recognized the RoboFlow logo there.
Exactly,
OpenCV member RoboFlow.
Okay, that's cool. Mm-hmm. So we are also partnered with RoboFlow as well. Recently we got partnered like 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Excellent. Shout out to my most and least favorite Iowan, Joseph Nelson. We'll have him back on the show sometime next month.
Cool. So, okay. So this one, if you go here, you can see that train your own AI model with your own data set. So if you follow all these documents, you see, it's capturing the data set using the AI vision module itself. So it's very easy because Yeah. So you don't need to have a separate device to capture the data set. You only need to have the Grove Vision AI module itself, and you can use the same camera to capture data set and then do the inferencing at the end as well.
So yeah, that should overall increase the quality of the inferencing as well, because you're not having to account for different types of cameras, which can make it more complicated and a little bit less accurate.
Yeah, that's a good point. Cool. Yeah, so just follow it and you'll be good to go with your training. Okay, and this is about the Roboflow universe. So I just want to mention about the Roboflow universe. So if you don't want to train a model by yourself, you can also download a public data set. So if you go to Google, you can simply type like public data set for machine learning, so something like that. You will find a lot of links. But Roboflow universe is something that I personally would like to recommend, because it's really great. It has a lot of data sets already available, and they're already annotated. So you simply need to grab the data set and put the data set into the training, and you get a trained model just like that. So it's very fast to develop applications. If you have access to this kind of resource.
Yeah, and there's so many different models or data sets on there already. It's wild. I'm really amazed with how quickly that Roboflow universe has grown and how high quality a lot of the data sets on there are.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and for the Ultralytics YOLO V5, right? So this is the performance from our testing. So on the Grove Vision AI, we get an inference time about 78 milliseconds, which is about 13 frames per second. So this is actually trained on an input image of 64 by 64, right? So it's okay. I mean, 13 is fine to have a decent object detection work. But later I will show you how this can be achieved better with FOMO. So just stick around for a couple of minutes. So this is the Edge Impulse workflow, right? So same with YOLO V5, the workflow for Edge Impulse is pretty similar. And for Edge Impulse, also I will show you how you can use Edge Impulse very quickly. I will show you the Edge Impulse platform, because I find it really exciting. So. Okay. If you go to this studio.edgeimpulse.com, and or else if you scan this QR code, you can go to Edge Impulse Studio. So this is the Edge Impulse Studio. So Edge Impulse gives you an end-to-end AI platform where you can start from collecting data to deploy at the edge right from the studio. You don't need to go anywhere else. So when you use the Edge Impulse Studio like this, so I have a face detection project already loaded here. So first of all, under the devices, so you need to set this device, the Grove Vision AI device, and then collect the data set right from the Edge Impulse Studio. So if you go to data acquisition, we can see that these are some of the images that I have captured using the Edge Impulse Studio while the Grove Vision AI is connected. And then inside the studio, you can draw bounding boxes around the image that you want to detect. And after that, you can simply go to the design, select an input image size, and set that it's an object detection work. And then, because you can also do image classification, right, for AI. But mainly, we focus on the object detection. So you can generate the features, and then here you can just start the training process inside the studio itself. So it's a very cool interface. Yeah. And then after the training, so after this training process, you go here down to deployment, and then here you can see the Grove Vision AI module right here. So you click on it, and then you click this to build the firmware. So what this will do is this will pack a file, and it will pack into the firmware and the AI model, both into one file, into a single .uf2 file. And once you download that UF2 file, you can easily drag and drop that file into this Vision AI module, and then do the inferencing, just like that, after training on the studio. Yeah. So you see, So this is how you deploy the firmware. You connect to the USB and you double click on this boot button to enter the bootloader mode, which will open a drive on the computer, a new drive, and you just drag the .uf2 to flash the drive. So this is a demo. So actually, this will not be live now.
Okay.
So it's already a video, because honestly, like Edge Impulse integration is not finished yet with this particular device. So the block that you saw before, it's not available publicly. It's only available for private. But it will be available very soon, because we are still on the testing phase, on the development phase, and we are not still 100% like, we don't have a stable solution. So it will be rolled out very soon. So I will just so when you run Edge Impulse, so you just enter the this Edge Impulse CLI. So you need to first install the Edge Impulse CLI, and then you offer this command, and then you select the Grove Vision AI module like this, the serial connection. And then after doing that, it will generate a web URL. Just copy and paste the URL onto this one. So just like before, this is also using the web UART to pass the image. And here also, you will see a bit of a lag. So don't worry about it. It's just because of the UART connection. And but here, you need to focus on the inference time over here. Okay, so let's look at it. You see, in Edge Impulse, it's showing the centroids. It's not drawing bounding boxes. So that is how Edge Impulse algorithm is designed. I think maybe save the resources, computing resources, drawing bounding boxes. I guess maybe because of that, they're using just like centroids like this. So you see the face. The face has been detected in a centroid. Okay, where's that face? Okay, so this is our friend from Edge Impulse. He sent this demo for us, and you can see that the inference time is about 26 milliseconds. So this is really impressive. So 26 milliseconds means how much? 27. That's about 37 frames per second for the same input image size.
That's a big jump. Before we were seeing 13, and now we see 37. That's huge.
Yeah. So this is the comparison, right? So you have the YOLO V5 running at 13, and FOMO running at 37. For the same image size, right? So, yeah, it's very, very interesting to see this kind of inference jump on a such small device.
Yeah, it's the sort of improvement that we see a lot with OpenVINO on many devices that OpenVINO is optimized for. You can double or even triple your speed sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah. So these are some of the ready to go public projects. So I will also go through quickly.
Awesome.
So if you go to this URL or scan this QR code, you can go to this Edge Impulse public repo. You can, if you go to object detection, you can see projects made by Edge Impulse themselves or by the community. Just like the RoboFlow universe, that RoboFlow universe is mainly for the data sets, right? But this is the project itself. So for example, if I go to this car parking occupancy detection, so somebody has created for you. And then like the data acquisition and everything is already there. He has the labeling done already and the training is done. And then you simply need to click deployment, click this button, build it, and deploy to the Grove Vision AI. That's it. So that's like
a huge, huge time saver.
1 minute. Yeah, 1 minute. Right. So
anybody that's actually tried to, you know, annotate a data set knows that it's a really manual task. Even if you have assisted learning, it's still something you have to look at and verify that it's correct in order to be certain that it is. And being able to do that in 1 minute instead of a week or something is really cool.
Yeah, because personally, when I started on with my journey in like AI and stuff, something that I came across was like I spent a lot of time just to collect a data set, a custom data set, right? I spent like days to collect data set and to label it. I took like hours and days. So it was a very lengthy process for myself. Yeah. So yeah. So these things can really, you know, save your time. But then again, I need to mention that if you want to really, really like have a very customized solution, then you need to record by yourself, right? Very particular project, very particular detection. If you want to detect a particular thing that the public data set does not have, So that time only you need to go for your own data set. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when this, so what happens when edge AI meets the industrial scenario? So that is where we bring with this device. So the SenseCap A110001 device. So inside this device, what do we have? So inside this device also, we have the same HiMax processor. We have the same chip for the AI processing, but the difference is we have a better camera mm-hmm. module, and also we have the LoRa transmitter inside. So what's awesome about this is that you can send the data, that detection data, to the cloud via the LoRaWAN gateway. So this is a solution that we have already deployed in a jungle. We place the sensor to detect a panda. So this is in China, one of the jungles over there, and we deployed some sensors over at this jungle to detect the pandas. So because panda is an endangered species, you know, mm-hmm. and we want mm-hmm. to detect those pandas, we need to count them and all that stuff, track them. So we deploy this here, and you can see that it can work for a very long time, like 2 to 3 years battery life.
Wow.
Because it's consuming very low power, and also it's only sending the data which is relevant. So only the detection data will be sent to the cloud. Other data will be only happening locally, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
to send the data to the cloud, only when the panda is detected, it will send. So that's why it can save the data. And also it is, you can see it's it can withstand like minus 40 to 85 degree operating temperature. And also the IP, it has IP66 rating. So you can easily just leave it there and it'll do the job for you, the detection job.
Yeah. Very cool.
So if you want to learn more about that, you can visit this URL or scan this QR code. So throughout this talk, you will find a lot of QR codes like this. And
no, URLs. It's great. People ask for them if we don't put them in there. It's very okay. Smart.
So now we talked about MCU, microcontroller units, right? Mm-hmm. So that's all about microcontroller units. Now let's move on to the single board computers. The edge AI vision on the single board computers. So that's mm-hmm. the x86 platform. So this is another product by us, the Odyssey x86, J4105 mm-hmm. or the J4125. So we have two versions, the same hardware like architecture, but the only difference is the chip, the Intel chip. This is a J4105 chip, and this one is the J4125 chip. So it has dual gigabit Ethernet. You can see all the features here. It has like Intel graphics, M.2 PCIe, and all that good stuff.
Cool.
So this is like a basic hardware overview of the product, and it actually has a 64 GB eMMC version as well. And if you don't want that, you can go for the non-eMMC version. So using this...
Save a couple bucks by
exactly
by not doing
exactly.
that. Gotcha.
Yeah, if you have, mm-hmm. for example, if you have SSD, just mm-hmm. and this is a NVR solution. This is the FryGate NVR to detect the objects in a video stream, an IP camera. You can connect many cameras together. And for that one, you get only inference about 8 frames a second. So why is this? Mm-hmm. Because this is running on the CPU, because this doesn't have like a very good integrated GPU. And the Intel UHD graphics, it has a GPU, but most of the AI models are not optimized to run on this kind of hardware.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we solve this? We can use this kind of Coral UHD accelerator. So this is by Google. So you simply need to connect this Coral UHD accelerator into the x86 device to increase the AI performance. So when we do this, when we connect, we can get 100 FPS. So this is pretty insane.
That's a big bump. It's like the 10x, 10x increase and then some. Yeah.
Yeah. Because all the processing, all the AI processing will be handled by this particular TPU, edge TPU processor. And it has like 4 TOPS performance.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the comparison between with and without the Coral on the x86. And if you want to explore more about this FryGate NVR solution with x86, you can visit this URL or scan the QR code. because we have kind of like a bundle kit where we sell the x86 and the Google Colab together with FryGate. So you can have like all-in-one NVR solution, DIY NVR solution for your home or for your business, so that like you can detect what you want to detect inside the video stream, or, and it has so many other features as well. So it's pretty much like an AI-powered NVR.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah. So now this is the star of the show, star of the talk. So that's the NVIDIA Jetson SBC, right? So when we move to NVIDIA Jetson SBC, we can forget about everything what we talked before, because this will crush everything what we just talked about, right? The frame, the inference and everything will be crushed.
Performance is impressive, yeah.
Yeah. So this is the Jetson series, the Recomputer Jetson series. So we manufacture this Recomputer Jetson series powered by Jetson Nano and Xavier NX at the moment, because Orin NX and Orin Nano will be released later this year, 2022, or else maybe at the beginning of 2023. Okay. So these are system on modules. So what we do is we have the courier board, right? We have the courier board. And then we have the enclosure as well. And we get the system on module from NVIDIA. And then we put the system on module on top of the carry board to make it a complete solution with an enclosure. So that's what you do. That's what the Recomputer Jetson is all about. And these modules are commercial grade modules, because normally Jetson, NVIDIA release developer kits like NVIDIA Jetson Nano developer kit. But those developer kits are mainly used for development or like testing purposes. They are not really for production purposes. But these devices are for production ready devices, because you can even connect an SSD into this device, because on the courier board that we manufacture, there are SSD slots. So because on the developer kit released by NVIDIA, those are powered by the micro SD cards. So when you use micro SD cards, as you all know, you can there's a limit where you can read and write to a micro SD card until the point where it gets damaged or like gets dead, the micro SD card. So you cannot have a reliable operation with the SD card. So that's why we go for this kind of solution. So. So this, if you want to learn more about this Recomputer Jetson series, right? So you can visit this QR code. You can scan this again, and you can go to this URL. To this URL, you will be brought to this page, where you can find all the cool NVIDIA Jetson devices. You can see all the devices here, the courier boards and everything. And also, we have some stories here, how these are deployed in the industry.
Cool.
And then we have some partners. You see, Roboflow, YOLO V5, Edge AI, Always AI. These are all our partners. So what we do is we manufacture the hardware, right? And then we partner with the solution provider to bring the AI solutions together. So we are also an official partner of the NVIDIA Jetson ecosystem for Edge AI. So
great.
Okay. And this one. So recently, we published a wiki documentation on how to deploy, how to train an AI model and deploy on the NVIDIA Jetson platform very easily, like very step-by-step guide. So if you visit this QR code or scan the URL, enter the URL, you will be brought to this wiki page where it will show you how to collect your own data set. And then how to use the Roboflow platform to do the image annotation work. And then how to label the images. After labeling, you generate and use the Ultralytics hub with Google Colab to do the training process. So all the steps are clearly included in this wiki documentation. So if you buy that Jetson device, the Seed Jetson Recomputer, you can go to this wiki page to have an end-to-end like guide on how to deploy an AI application. Yeah. And you don't need to actually buy the Seed Studio, particular Seed Studio Recomputer from us. If you buy an NVIDIA Jetson developer kit, you can still follow this page, because the hardware device, the main processor and everything will be the same. Only the some peripherals will be different from our in our product. So we will try to add some like USB connectors or some other peripherals. So that's what we do on the carrier board on the Recomputer Jetson. But for the general deployment of the AI model, everything will be same. So you can follow this wiki, and then you can see that at the end of the wiki, we can see that we talk about TensorRT, right? Mm-hmm. So this TensorRT is a highlight of NVIDIA. So let's talk about it. So you can see TensorRT is actually a machine learning framework that is published by NVIDIA to run inference on their hardware. And this TensorRT means TensorRT makes sure that your AI model is highly optimized to run on the NVIDIA Jetson platform. Because if you train an AI model, like YOLO V5 AI model, it will generate a PyTorch model file, from the after the training process. And if you that PyTorch model is good if you want to run on the PC GPU like an NVIDIA RTX GPU or something like that. But if you directly deploy that PyTorch model on the NVIDIA Jetson platform, the inference performance will be low. And if you convert that PyTorch model into the TensorRT format, it will drastically improve the inference performance. So that's why this TensorRT is very useful. So if you want to learn more about TensorRT, you can visit this URL or go to the NVIDIA official documentation as well regarding TensorRT. And this is YOLO V5. So let's go to YOLO V5. So this is the URL for YOLO V5, and this is the QR code. So let's quickly go into YOLO V5. The GitHub repo. And as you can see, if you go down, we have another document over here, NVIDIA Jetson Nano deployment. So this is a joint effort by YOLO V5 and Seed Studio together to create this document. And as you can see, it also explains how you can deploy the NVIDIA Jetson using TensorRT. So all the steps are included here. So you can either follow this wiki page or else follow this guide. Official guide inside YOLO V5. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now let's look at the performance. So that's what we are looking for right here. Mm-hmm. So we need to talk about the performance. It's enough about talking about a lot about the hardware itself. So when performance-wise, so this is the Jetson Nano. Jetson Nano is the smallest device by NVIDIA. Smallest by means it's the cheapest one. cheapest NVIDIA Jetson product that you can get from NVIDIA.
Right.
And it's the smallest performing one. And from our test, from the testing with YOLO V5 and TensorRT, the performance on the YOLO V5N model is around 34 frames per second. Mm. So I also want to mention here. So if you go to YOLO V5 repo, right? And then you go to the releases. And you can see the pre-trained models. So maybe people are familiar with pre-trained models.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-trained model, because otherwise I need to explain more about that. Do you think I need to explain about pre-trained models?
I think the audience understands.
Okay. You see, these are the pre-trained checkpoints for YOLO V5. There's a YOLO V5N. So actually, this is the smallest model. And SSML. So as this goes down, the model size increase. And the accuracy gets better with the increase of the model size here. And what we test with Jetson Nano is YOLO V5N. That's the smallest model by YOLO V5. And with N, we get a 34 frames a second. And with S, we get 16 frames a second because that model is pretty heavy model with the 416 by 416 image resolution. And let's move on to the next one. So that's the Jetson Xavier NX. So we move up the ladder in the Jetson ecosystem. This is one step up from the Jetson Nano. And if you move one step up, for YOLO V5S, we get 60 FPS with S, right? So that's pretty impressive with the Jetson Xavier NX.
Yeah.
And what's more impressive is this one, AGX Orin. So that's the latest one from NVIDIA. If you go to the this one, Okay. That's the other one. Okay. Here you can see this is the NVIDIA Jetson AGX Orin developer kit. So that released recently, like few weeks ago. And with that, with YOLO V5S running in the Precision Int 8, the FPS is 417. So it's mind-blowing frames per second for this size, 640 by 640 resolution, input image size.
That's nuts.
Yeah. So this is, I think, this is based on the NVIDIA Ampere architecture. So that's what they call it, the architecture that this Orin series is based on.
So it's really impressive.
Yeah. So, and then now I will show you a cool demo, what we have been working on for the past few weeks. So this is actually an open source, no code AI vision tool. So we developed with NVIDIA, YOLO V5, trained using YOLO V5. So as you can see, this is Node-RED. So some people are maybe familiar with Node-RED. So Node-RED is a low code platform where you can build this kind of blocks, just drag into the editor and then create a solution like this. So this is actually the input video stream and this is the detection video stream. So just by adding a couple of blocks, you can build a solution like this. So this is the software architecture. So on an NVIDIA device, Jetson device, at the base, there's the Jetson Linux board support package. And on top of it, there's Docker running for this demo. So Docker is a containerized a way to containerize your applications. So the Node-RED, this input video stream and the object detection are running as Docker containers. So these blocks are Docker containers themselves. So I will quickly go through the hardware setup for that particular demo. So this is the recomputer Jetson. You power it. You connect to the internet over Ethernet or Wi-Fi. And then you connect a USB camera. Or else you can get the video stream from an IP camera as well. So if you go to this GitHub repo or scan this QR code, you can visit this tool. So this is the no-code Edge AI Vision tool we have developed here on GitHub. And it's very easy to deploy this. So you simply need to clone this repository and then this just execute this script. And that's it. So it will be ready to go. And so if you go to this file, it has three files. The Docker compose file means the Docker containers themselves, the Node-RED, the input video stream Docker, and the object detection Docker that I mentioned before. And this script is responsible to download the necessary packages and the dependencies for this demo. So when you after you deploy this, what you see is like this. So I'm already running this demo on my Jetson device. I will show it live.
Cool.
Okay, so you see, I just load it. So I just enter the URL of my Jetson Nano. Mm-hmm. And then this is the port where the application is running, the Node-RED 1880 port. And it will bring up this interface. And you simply drag this input video block. We drag another one. We've connected. So here you have two options. You can either select the local camera, which means the USB connected camera to the Jetson device. Or else if you connect this one, that means the RTSP. So the camera stream from an IP camera. So normally, most IP cameras support this RTSP protocol. So you need to enter the URL over here to get the IP camera stream. And then drag and drop this block, object detection block. You just need to connect it simply like this. And then deploy, just like that. So right now, I it's not pointing at any video. So for that one, I have a video here, which is working. So you see?
Those are definitely elephants.
Yes, definitely elephants, yeah. So you can see the confidence over here. So it's a nice tool that we developed. You can go further through this GitHub repo. And if you want to contribute to this GitHub repo, welcome for pull request over here. You can add more features, maybe. It's open source, so yeah, it's open to everyone.
Awesome.
Yeah. So okay. So YOLO V5 is the main algorithm that is inside this particular tool. And out of the box, it will have this Coco dataset. So Coco data, if you go to the cocodataset.org, you can understand more about this Coco dataset. So it can identify 80 different classes, right? So if you want to detect more like different other classes, you can train an object detection model and simply load the object detection model onto this particular tool. So actually, there is one person who asked this question already from us after we released this. Where should the train model be placed? And here I have a small documentation where you can load your own trained model into this tool so that it can detect anything that you want it to detect.
Cool.
So you can simply go through this issue over here. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. So these are some of the application ideas with this. You see, you can detect the wildfires. You can detect the healthy apples and the unhealthy ones. And then smart readers to identify tracker. So it can count the number of objects in a shelf in the retail store. So these are some of the application ideas using this tool.
Cool.
And now comes the Jetson Orin series. So Orin series is the latest series by NVIDIA. And this Jetson AGX Orin Developer Kit, right? That one I showed you before. So that is the one which has like 437 something FPS. So that is this one that is already released. But these three devices are not released yet, and they will be released soon. So this is the Orin Nano 4 8GB, Orin NX 8416 32.6. So you can look at this, and you can see this is the AI performance. And if you visit this URL, you can learn more about the Jetson Orin series. So this is the Jetson AGX Orin kit. So what's exciting about this kit? So even though we don't have these modules with us, we can emulate all these modules using this AGX Orin Developer Kit. So which means if you want to develop your next product, and also if you want to test out like maybe benchmark or like see like how your model will perform on an Orin Nano, you can emulate this on the AGX Developer Kit. So that's why I said one board to rule them all, run them all, not rule, run
very
them
cool.
all. Yeah. So that's why this kit is very cool. And so let's see how the performance increase we can get. So this is the Jetson Nano, right? The Jetson Nano I showed you before. The Jetson Nano with the cheapest device that the NVIDIA produce. And the Orin Nano, this is the latest one, which will release soon. The 4GB one will have how much performance increase? 40%, 40 times increase when compared with the Jetson Nano, right?
Wow.
And the Jetson Orin Nano 8GB will have 80 times performance increase. So this is the teraflops, tops, and 40 means the jump will be 80% because this is 0.472. So you need to divide this by 2. This is 80% here. Right. Yeah. 80%, right? So this is 80%. Then this 4GB one is 40%. And for the CUDA CUDA cores, there are 8 CUDA cores more than the Jetson Nano. And 6.6 times more CPU than the Jetson Nano. And 50 times more performance per watt than the Jetson Nano. So it's very exciting to see a Jetson Orin Nano getting released like very soon with such high of a performance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hope that it will not be that expensive, because this will be the cheapest one in the Orin series, right? So that's the Orin series, and the Nano will be the cheapest in the Orin series. And still the cheapest in the Orin series is well beaten by the one which is already there out there in the market, the Jetson Nano one. So
very impressive.
Yeah. And also this is the Orin Nano performance. So even though I mentioned that this is a 40% increase and this is 80% increase, here after the Jetson Orin is released, we can expect to have even more higher performance because the software will be more optimized, because these graphs are produced using this emulation, right? So based on the emulation at the moment. So that's what we can only do. But once the actual hardware is released, we can see even more more of a performance jump out of these Orin devices. And we have created some blogs about the Orin, so you can scan these QR codes and also visit this URL. And if you go to this URL, you can see that we have an announcement blog about the Orin Nano. And as I mentioned before, this Seed Studio Recomputer will have the Orin Nano inside this device, the Orin Nano system on module, and also the Orin NX, once NVIDIA release them officially. So we are waiting for their release. So it will take, as I mentioned, like end of this year or 2023 beginning, it will happen. And if you go through this wiki, you can learn more about, not wiki, this is a blog. If, you can learn more about the performance like metrics, the specifications and everything about the Orin board. So
sweet.
Yeah. So what is this? DLA. So this is a new feature for Orin devices. So it's not available at the moment for the current devices. But this is the deep learning accelerator will be available for Orin because it's an application specific IC. So it's a hardware that will be embedded onto the Orin series. And that hardware will be responsible to offload the deep learning workloads from the actual GPU and free the GPU for other tasks. And also, that hardware will work together with the already existing GPU on the NVIDIA Jetson to have an even much better experience. So these graphs even will get higher with after implementing the deep learning accelerator on the mm-hmm. Orin series once that is released. So if you want to learn more about the deep learning accelerator by NVIDIA, you can visit this URL. So these are some of the products that we offer for the Recomputer series. So we have some career boards and we have some LiDARs. So if you want to build some robotics projects with the Jetson, so the LiDAR will really help you to, you know, map out the environment and let the robot like travel and then use the camera. And then we release some heat sinks because these devices consume a lot of heat. And if you want to include a heat sink, you can include them as well to cool down the CPUs and the GPUs on the Jetson Nano. And we also have the enclosures and the edge boxes. So this the Jetson, Recomputer Jetson is an edge box. So what we define by edge box is like it's a complete solution where it has the career board, it has the SOM, system on module, it has the enclosure, and also the heat sink is also inside. So it's a complete solution. So that's what people are going to win today. So the one who is going to win it,
awesome.
It will be exciting for him to start building projects, exciting AI projects with the Recomputer Jetson.
Heck
so,
yeah.
So these are some of the customer use cases that the customers has shared with us. So you can see this is a livestock management, and it's detecting the pigs in the livestock management farm. It's a real-time detecting the, and it's detecting their eating habits constantly, right? And based on the
cool.
the data that they capture, they're trying to get some patterns, you know, about the livestock. And then here, there's a robot over here. Like it's like a petrol robot. Like it's working like 24/7 to like, you know, check the parking lot, the cars, like whether they are parked properly and everything. So inside this one also, there's a Seed Studio Recomputer Jetson inside this robot. So this is from one of my customers. And also here, like the AI scope, this is a platform where they use microscopes. So they are also using the Seed Studio Jetson Recomputer to do some AI work, to integrate the AI vision into their labs as well. So these are also some of the other different industrial applications with the Jetson platform. Mm-hmm. So that's actually all about my talk. And I hope everyone had a good time listening to all the exciting hardware that I introduced and the exciting demos and all the technologies that I talked about. And I hope if you also have access to the NVIDIA Jetson platform, you can experiment with the platform and you can build. If you have an idea, you can really build exciting projects with this hardware and deploy the solutions together. And if you want to connect with us, we are on social media, we are on LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. And also, if you have questions, we have a Discord channel, and we will be always ready to answer any questions that you have. And if not Discord, we also have the forum. You can go here and post in all the questions that you have. So thank you very much again. And I hope it's a great session. And now,
wow.
Yeah, I wish and I hope there are Q&As as well. I'm ready to answer if there is any Q&A from people. Yeah,
let's do our giveaway first. There's a few questions in the chats here, but we'll do our giveaway first. You want to go ahead and let the people know what they'll win?
Okay. So they will win the Recomputer Jetson J1010, right? So that's what they will win. So this one. Okay, let me
a very powerful little tiny device.
Just type Recomputer J1010. Okay, so this is what you're gonna win.
Awesome.
This particular one, yes. And okay, so the next slide will be the question, but you need to be really fast to answer that question.
I'm going to read the question out loud first and then put up the slide.
Okay, let's do that.
Because not everybody reads as fast. If you're just joining us for the first time or you need a reminder, this is something we do every week on OpenCV Weekly Webinar. We give away something to you in the audience, but only one of you. And you have to be the first person to answer this trivia question, which is based on the slides and the presentation we just had in the Zoom chat. If you have won in the last couple of months, I'm waiving the usual wait period since it's a totally different prize. So please, anybody answer, and the first one to answer correctly on my screen will win this extremely cool Recomputer Jetson J1010. Earlier in the presentation, we had some more information about the incredible performance of the Jetson Orin Nano. How many times is the Jetson Orin Nano's 4 GB AI performance better than the original Jetson Nano? Answer as an integer.
Okay.
Oh, we got so many. All right.
Whoa. Okay. That's a lot of answers coming in.
Yeah, I'm looking. I see the first one on my screen I see right here.
Okay.
Is Peter von Hahn. The correct answer is 40. 40 times. Yes.
That's right.
Congratulations, Peter. Please send one email to phil@opencv.org, and we will make sure that you get your free Jetson J1010 from Recomputer and Seed Studio.
Congrats to Peter.
Yes, congratulations.
Yeah, and this is the answer. I just want to show it. Yeah, you see? The Orin 4GB is 20. So some people said 20, but this is 0.4. Which means the performance will be 40 times.
Actually 40.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Peter. Thanks, everybody, for sticking with us on this extra long episode of OpenCV Weekly. I'm really missing Satya this week because he would usually be talking while I'm trying to run things on the back end here. But thanks so much for staying with us. We've got a bunch of questions in here. I think you answered most of them during the show, however.
Which one?
I'm looking here. Justin Lutz would like to know, will future Recomputers have SSDs pre-installed? He says the 16 gigabytes of eMMC on the board is really limiting with the Jetpack if you have Jetpack and Ubuntu installed.
Okay, that's a good question. So let's go here. So if you go to the Recomputer, right, we have the one with SSD or without SSD. Cool. So if you go to the, let's look at it. Where is it? Oh. Not this one. Give me a minute.
Yeah, no sweat.
Okay, yeah. So that's how it works. So we have the recomputer J1020. So that one has a M.2 key M. So that supports NVMe SSD. And then you can add an SSD over here. You see, you can add an SSD you want. 128, 512, or 256. And also, if you add an SSD, the Jetpack will be pre-installed on the Jetson itself. So we will pre-install for you on the Jetson. Yeah. So you can go with that. So all actually, if you go through this one, M.key M. So if it says key M, that means it supports SSD. But key E is not SSD. So key E is normally for, like, if you want to have a Wi-Fi extension card, because these devices don't have a Wi-Fi chip on board. So if you want to have an extended Wi-Fi connection, the key E will be helpful for that, for the J1010. So you need the J1020 for the key M, which supports the SSD with the NVMe protocol.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, one thing we noticed, a couple people have asked us during the show, one of the things we see currently looking for Jetson Nano hardware or Jetson hardware in general, it's really tough to come by. Do you have any insight onto when some of these things that are out of stock might be coming back in stock?
Yeah, actually, that's a big problem these days with the silicon shortage as well.
It
has really hit the market. Even for the Raspberry Pi, people are fighting for Raspberry Pi as well these days. So for the Jetson developer kit, that's what I think he asked, the Jetson Nano developer kit by NVIDIA. Right now, it's really hard to find those developer kits. But the Jetson system on module. So the I will go to this slide. Can people see my slide?
Okay, we'll get back over there. Bring on the overlay if you can, operator.
Yeah.
Or I'll get it here. There it is.
So these devices. So that's why we try to manufacture the recomputer Jetson series, because you see some of them are in stock. The reason being. Okay, let's look at it. So this particular carrier board is what we manufacture. And this small thing is the system on module. So that is the NVIDIA production grade module. So those modules are available in the market right now. Those are not hard to find, like the developer kits themselves. So what we do, like what Seed does, we get these system on modules from NVIDIA, and then we built this carrier board and the enclosure, and then sell the complete recomputer solution as the recomputer. So that's what we do. So, and also there are some other sellers, this is what the hardware manufacturers do these days. They get the system on module, and then they build the carrier board by themselves. So they need to look at the schematics from NVIDIA. So NVIDIA have the schematics open source to produce the carrier board, right? So to do that, you need to have the collaboration with NVIDIA. So once you have the part, because I mentioned like Seed Studio is an official partner with NVIDIA. So once we do that, the NVIDIA will show us all the schematics that is helpful to build a carrier board based on the system on module. So that's what we do.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for that. So I've got a couple more bits of business to discuss here. I think you got most of the questions during the talk. It was really well resourced, and we'll make sure to drop all of the links. And would you mind posting your slides for the folks as well? We had a couple people requesting access to the presentation slides because it was so evocative and all those URLs and whatnot. We'll figure it out for the YouTube. We'll post this on YouTube Tuesday morning. And we'll make sure to include that then. You can just actually send those to me and I'll make sure they get in there. Let's go to the cat cam if we can. Thank you, operator. So earlier we talked a little bit about our feline friend here in the studio who tragically is as of yet unnamed. If you have a suggestion for what to name the cat, please send it to newsletter@opencv.org, and we will read the best ones next week here on OpenCV Weekly Webinar. We've also got some an announcement here about OpenCV AI Competition 2022. It's got a tighter shot on me, operator. Thank you. So we've got an announcement about OpenCV Spatial AI Competition 2022, OpenCV AI Competition 2022. Sorry about that. The winners of the depth estimation track have been chosen, and we will be contacting those people starting today. So we'll be sending codes for the 25 teams that were chosen for the spatial AI track of the OpenCV AI Competition 2022. I was going to read their names out here, but I haven't had a chance to email them, so I'm going to email them first. We'll read out their names next week on the show. Congratulations to those teams. You should be getting an email from us any day now. It'll come from competition@opencv.org. We've also got the OpenCV AI Scavenger Hunt, which is in week two here. The first week, we had a bunch of people submit their guesses as to the prompt that was used to generate our image. This week, so last week's winners, I'll read their names out here, sorry. Last week's successful hunters were Yochi, Ashwini, Nizari, Amin, Blaz, Kanming, H. Mishbod, Pierre, Ivan, Dhruv, Peter, Rajethian, Viraj, Lay, and Zuhal. The winner of the 125 random drawing was Dhruv K. Dhruv should already have an email from me. If you see this and you haven't heard from Phil at OpenCV, go ahead and send me an email and we'll make sure you get your $125 weekly prize. Week two is ongoing. You have until Sunday night to submit your answers for what you think the prompt was used to generate this week's image. To play this game and possibly win $125 for the week and be entered into the $500 Hunter's Prize participation prize at the end of the competition, go to opencv.org/hunt. Folks who answer every week and do it correctly will be entered in the random drawing for $3,000 at the end of the competition. So get in there, submit your guesses. Maybe come away with a couple bucks. If not, you'll still be learning how to use really powerful OpenVINO notebooks from our friends and sponsors at Intel. Deadline for OpenCV AI competition is October 31st. For the OpenCV track, we're accepting your ideas, your submissions of what you want to work on. So just go ahead and go to opencv.org. On the front page, you'll see a post about OpenCV AI competition 2022. And all you got to do is send us an email with your proposal. Lakshanta, thanks so much for the incredible presentation this week. I really appreciate it. You were super well prepared and full of information that I'm sure the audience was really excited to hear. I was very impressed with the huge, huge performance gains they're seeing on the NVIDIA Jetson hardware. It's almost mind-boggling. And you know, the best is yet to come, it seems like. It's only going to get faster and faster. The last several years have really been amazing in terms of AI acceleration. So thanks for bringing us up to date on the state of the art.
It's my pleasure, Phil. And thank you for OpenCV having me here at the OpenCV Weekly Show. It's very grateful to be here and give the presentation to everyone.
Yeah, thanks again.
Thank you.
Take care of yourselves out there, everybody. Take care of somebody else if you can. Have a great day wherever you may be. Whew. That was a rough one.
Stop.
You did great. Okay. You did great.
It was too long, man.
It was rough on my side. You did great. No, sometimes things just gotta be longer. It's
because honestly, I timed this for 1 hour and I didn't expect you to, come in and get in a conversation with me, because is not the normal talk that I have with other conferences. This is very different.
Yeah. We like to do it a little bit different here on OpenCV Weekly.
Yeah, it's nice.
Take care out there, folks.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for watching this episode of the webinar. Please hit that like button, subscribe, and don't forget to tap the little bell icon to be notified when new episodes drop. This week's episode was brought to you by OpenCV Courses. Learn computer vision and AI from the best at opencv.org/courses. If you'd like to be in the audience next week, subscribe to the OpenCV newsletter.